Everyone hits a bump in the road. What do you do with it? Be inspired as we explore the ways people experience, navigate, and manage the ups and downs and twists and turns in this road trip called life. Thank you for subscribing to Bump in the Road. In this exclusive podcast, Sarah and I discuss a number of issues, ranging from the hurdles of being a young adult with cancer to bicycling with a prosthetic to the world's best fried chicken. You're racing too, and you're doing some bicycle racing. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've done some cycling. I've not done some for a little while now, but I have got a electric bike, which was some people fundraised for me to get this amazing electric bike. And this was a few years ago now, but I still got it, and I hope to keep it for a long time because it's brilliant. We live in a very hilly part of England, and without it, I wouldn't be able to get up and down the hills really, because, you know, with the prosthetic and cycling, it is difficult. But yeah, I love to get out and cycle because we've got a lot of nice countryside around here. So it makes you feel really good to get out.
Is there anything I haven't asked that I should be asking?
I did have, after I finished my treatment, you might not want to go into that though, like two lung operations, which like meant I had to have the cancer went to my lungs basically. And yeah, I had to have two major surgeries about that, but I suppose might not really want to mention that. I don't know.
Do you have full lung function now?
Yeah. There were only like little pieces in my lungs, which to this day they don't fully know if they were cancer. They call it Mets. That they if it spreads, it goes through your lungs. But yeah, my function's fine now in my lungs, so that's good. I'm trying to think what to ask me. I didn't tell you before, but my family actually own an American fried chicken shop.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I wanted to mention that to you.
Where was it?
So it's in Huddersfield where we live, and we've actually had a few Americans come over and say that they've enjoyed it more than the American fried chicken they've had over in America. So, but it's quite famous in our hometown, this chicken shop we own. And we've been open for 35 years now. So,
and are you open during COVID?
Yeah. The first lockdown we had to shut because we didn't know what was going on, but we've had another lockdown, but we've been able to stay open, which is good because we're classed as a takeaway, which, yeah, and we've been quite busy with the restaurants being shut. So, yeah. So I work there as well.
You're really inspiring. And I know it's not easy. And I know behind the scenes every day is not pretty.
No.
And but to deal with it all and just move on in some pretty exciting new ways. Yeah. Where do you think you'll be in 5 or 10 years?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd like to think from now, I guess I carry on doing what I'm doing. I'd like to do maybe, you know, more podcasts and tell my story more and do more talks. I'd like to think eventually I could do a TED Talks, which would be amazing. But I think maybe 5, 10 years, maybe I'd like to have a family. But I think I still want to be doing like exciting things. I don't think there's ever a time when I'd want to stop doing that, because I think that keeps me going and something to look forward to, and keeps your life, keeping your life exciting, really. Maybe I'd like to have opened a few more chicken shops. But yeah, still telling my story and hopefully helping other people along the way, I'd like to think.
Have you had any serious after effects from all the chemo?
I haven't, but they have been looking into my fertility from the treatment, because when I was first diagnosed, they said that I could go to Edinburgh and have some of my eggs stored. However, because my cancer had progressed quite a bit, they wanted to start the chemotherapy, so they advised against it. So they knew from the start that, you know, it could affect my fertility, the treatment. So that's been something that I've been looking into recently with being in my mid-20s. I'm not thinking of starting a family yet, but I felt it would be good to know. And I think potentially there could be problems there. I think my egg count, maybe it isn't as good as what, you know, we'd hoped it to be. But I think that was something that I was aware of, and I knew that possibly could be the case years ago when I was first diagnosed. So we're just getting tests done and things for that at the moment.
There's a wonderful book I want to recommend to you. It's called The Wolves at the Door. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's by a woman named Judith Pearson. And it's about a woman during World War II who also lost her leg, but had a very rudimentary wooden prosthetic, as you can imagine, but was one of the key pieces in the Allies intelligence network in France.
Oh my gosh, wow, that sounds great.
It's a terrific book for anybody to read, but I think you might enjoy her story.
I need to buy that now. I'll have to buy it when I finish.
It's on Amazon.
I'll have to get that. You know,
Wolves at the Door by Judith Pearson. And she writes so well. She's just a terrific author.
Oh, amazing. I'll have to buy that. That's just made me think then, you speaking about that I do sometimes wonder if I'd like to write a book, but it's wondering where to start.
I don't know where you start with some of these things. You know, I've been thinking about we're spinning Bump in the Road out of Cancer Road Trip. It'll be an entity of its own. And we're going to try to do some really interesting things with it, like bundle some of the podcasts and things by topics like courage or inspiration.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can maybe get a package that would be free, but it would be really focused on a theme.
That might be
something that you'd like to hear.
Yeah.
I think that people, you know, going back to your comment about the Instagram accounts, I think people need reality. I don't know if COVID has maybe driven that home a little, but I think I would rather, of course, my life has been changed a lot by cancer, but I think I'd rather deal with the realities of a very imperfect life, which I find kind of soulful and deep and satisfying, than chase this non-existent perfection.
Yeah, because it's not, like you say, it doesn't exist. It's not reality, is it? I think definitely if you're exactly what you said, I feel that way. I really do.
Now on Twitter, I have travel people and I have cancer people. Mm. And my favorite people are the cancer people.
Yeah.
Just because it's easy to relate.
It is. You can really relate. Absolutely. Yeah.
And no matter what your path has been, I mean, it's all this, a lot of the same things come up. The isolation, I think everybody feels, but I really, my heart goes out to you. I can't imagine the isolation that you had to go through socially.
Mm.
Oh, you know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I do feel as though I missed out on a lot at that age because everybody's going out to parties, having a great time, and you're kind of stuck in the hospital, you know, in the hospital bed. And I was an inpatient for a lot of it, so I wasn't even at home. And yeah, I was quite alone. It was just me, like my mum would stay with me every night. But, you know, you feel like you go back in time. You feel like you're a child again, even though you're just getting to the point of being an adult or, you know, growing up, but you're suddenly getting looked after and everyone doing everything for you again, which is, you kind of go backwards before you then go forwards.
And then you take a massive leap forward.
Yeah. Then you get pushed into doing everything alone. And that's quite a shock then because you kind of skipped that middle bit, I think.
Yeah. And I think as I talk to people, I think the isolation piece is one of the common themes that comes up again and again. Mm. And I think people deal with it by finding ways to give back and connect that way. And I also think some people find it by going within and, you know, meditation and things like that and finding kind of a greater spiritual connection in life.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting because I've not really done any meditating or anything, but I do feel that would like really help me. I think that'd be good, you know, to do. I've just never like explored anything like that.
There's another book. Oh, I'm full of books.
Yeah,
I love this. I think it's called 6 or 8 Minute Meditation. It's all on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant because the author takes you through different types of meditation every week. And he asks that you just give it the 6 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not hard. It's not overwhelming. You can find the time to do it. But what he's doing is two things. He's introducing you to different ways you can meditate so you can see what resonates with you. And he's also building a habit.
Oh, yeah, that is good. Because I think you need to get into it and make sure you do it every day, every week, whatever it is.
I started a meditation practice probably about 10 years ago, and it's been life-changing for me.
Yeah.
But I think everybody finds their own, what works for them, and everybody has something unique that is going to work for them in terms of finding some peace or quiet or whatever it is you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be helpful to me, because I do have days where, you know, you feel anxious and all, you know, that'd be great to be able to do something to take my mind away from everything.
Well, I think the anxiety, for better or for worse, is there forever, because even though theoretically one is cured, it's always in the back of your mind. What if?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, you've been through that and you think, God forbid it had ever come back, it'd be, you know, awful. I think that will always be there because of what you've been through, I guess. Yeah. I think it's got easier for me over the years. Now I don't worry as much, because I think, well, my cancer, the chances of it now coming back are very slim. But then you think, don't stop you from getting another cancer, does it? So, you know, yeah.
But I think you have the answer. And I think the answer is to really live your life.
I think so. I'd hate to, you know, the end of my days and I've not done everything that I wanted to do. It'd be awful. I want to think that you only got one life. I'd like to think I've lived it to the full, really.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.